Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. It's my college football game preview. The Colorado State Rams versus the Michigan Wolverines. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Now let's get to the football game on Saturday. The big house, royalty, legends are built, history, Tom Hammond, Desmond Howard, Charles Woodson, Jim Mandich, Bo Schembechler. The Michigan Wolverines is going down as Colorado State brings their football team in with a new head coach, Mr. Jay Norrell. He's coming over from Nevada, and he's bringing his knowledge and his spread offense to the big house. Colorado's offense is led by an upcoming freshman quarterback by the name of Clay Millen. Last year, he played in 4 games, got hurt, had to sit out the rest of the year, got a rest of the year. He's coming to the big house. But the one thing I like about the Colorado State team coming into this game is Jay Norrell is bringing on some players from Nevada that he had a bowl team last year. And it's going to start the wide receiver position. Remember these two names that's going to play a big part on Saturday. Tony Horton and Mikhail Stovall. Last year, they combined for 108 receptions and 1,302 yards. Plus, Colorado State has a very aggressive defense that's got some players, Conron Carter and Mr. Daquan Jackson, two of the finest outside linebackers and pass rushing specialists in all of college football. Now, they're taking on Michigan. Jim Harbaugh, man. You finally got Michigan to the college football playoffs last year. But my question, what are you doing? You're going to start 2 quarterbacks, 1 game, Cade McNamara in the first game, and J.J. McCartan in the second game. You're using Bible references. Come on, man, stop the shock references. You got a good football team. The question is, can Michigan repeat and beat that team down in Columbus, Ohio, which is Ohio State, and you got a chance to do it on ABC this Saturday? Come on, stop that, Coach Harbaugh. But let's talk about Michigan. The offense will be elite. Like I said, I mentioned Mr. McNamara, and I mentioned Mr. McCarthy. McNamara last year, 2,576 yards passing, 15 touchdowns. They got a running back coming back who almost got close to 1,000 yards, Blake Corbin. They got an outstanding receiver, Cornelius Johnson, 40 receptions last year, 651 yards. And they're bringing back one of the best playmakers in the country last year. If this gentleman wouldn't have got hurt early and Ronnie Bell, there's no question about it. We would be talking about Michigan a whole lot better than last season. He would have been an integral part of the offense. Now, for the defense, Michigan lost. The young man that's playing with the Detroit Lions, it was a hard knocks, Mr. Aiden Hutchinson. And they lost Daxton Hill, both first-round picks. The question, they lead coordinator, Mr. Mike McDonald, moved back to the Baltimore Ravens. Now he's a defensive coordinator. How good is Michigan going to be on defense under Jesse Minter? But he's got some new toys in town. Mike Morris, Taylor Upshaw, Junior Collison, one of the best linebackers unheard last year, now becomes a starter. DJ Turner in the secondary along with Rob Moore. That's what's going to really make me think that Michigan is going to be a college football playoff top 14. Can their defense rise to the level of a championship defense? Well, we're going to see on Saturday because I'm taking the maize and blue. Michigan is going to show everybody that they're going to be a big player on the stage. Michigan 48, Colorado State 13. The Wolverines are going to roll big on Saturday. So if you like the video today, please come in and share. All I got to say is my final words about the Michigan Wolverines. Jim Harbaugh, you finally cashed the check last year by getting the Wolverines program in the college football playoffs. Now can you cash the bonus check? Da 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 da. Oh, I knocked some down off my table. Be blessed here on 100 Yards of Football.
Let's find out what Mr. Football Vincent Turner has to say about the next game preview.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. It's my game preview today. My college football game preview, the Ole Miss Rebels taking on the Troy Trojans. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Football time in the state of Mississippi, Oxford, Mississippi. 50 miles from my hometown, the 901 Memphis, Tennessee. And you think about that Ole Miss football program. See, I'm very close because I remember in the 60s, I used to follow Archie Manning. Then Johnny Vaught, the head coach. Then John Forcade, Ken Austin. Several gentlemen that came out of Memphis, Tennessee that played at Ole Miss. Barry Wilbur, Frank Porter, Eric Truitt. Outstanding, outstanding football program back then. Bruford McGee. Then you think about the 60s when the Rebels were winning national championships. Jake Gibbs, Bobby Franklin. The first two black football players to play at Ole Miss, James Reed and Ben Williams. Oxford, Hotty Toddy is going down Saturday. The Detroit Trojans come in under a new head coach. It's a new sheriff in town. Chip Lindsey is out. And a new man is Jim Summerall, a defensive guy. And what he's bringing in the offense, led by a quarterback by the name of Gunter Watson. Last year, 1,600 yards, 8 touchdowns. Then they got an outstanding wide receiver who's going to be one of the wide receivers that people don't mention about on the national level, Taz Johnson. 6 or 7 receptions last year, 735 yards. But if Troy's going to make some money, they're going to make some money this year with their defense. They're going to have one of the better defenses in the country. Javon Solomon is a guy that can get out to the pass of 29 tackles last year, 7 sacks. Can we say DeMarcus Ware too? Then they got a pretty good defensive back by the name of T.J. Harris. Can we say Ladarius McKelvin too? So this is a Troy football team that's going to be very strong defensively. Now let's switch over to Ole Miss. Lane Kiffin, the head coach at Ole Miss. It's very hard for me to sit up here and think about Lane Kiffin as the head coach at Ole Miss. Because think about this for Mr. Kiffin. He was a coach at USC. He got that West Coast saga. Then he was the offensive coordinator at Alabama. Then he was at Tennessee for 1 year before he wanted the SC job. But him down in Ole Miss, it just kind of don't make a lot of sense. But I'm going to tell you, he's starting to make the Rebels program notice. Last year, he had a great quarterback in Matt Corral that went third round with the Carolina Panthers. But you know what? He's got some new toys. He's bringing in a West Coast guy named Jackson Dart. Remember that name. He's going to be very productive in Lane Kiffin's system. Then they got a running back. We've been talking about running backs all through the country, like Mr. Robinson down there at Texas and Mr. Gibbs over there at Alabama and Mr. McIntosh at Georgia. But Zach Evans out of North Shore High School in Houston, Texas, by way of TCU. Can we say Deuce McAllister, too? This is a very explosive football player. that had almost 3,000-4,000 yards rushing, high school five-star prospect. Last year, TCU had 648 yards, seven touchdowns, but he averaged 7 yards a catch. I mean, 7 yards a pop rushing the football. Then they got another USC guy coming over. Remember this name, Mason Trigger. He's going to be off the charts, NFL level. And if Ole Miss is going to be dangerous over in the SEC West, it's all about their defense. A.J. Finley, Otis Reese, can the Rebels play halfway defensively? Troy Brown, Tavarius Robinson. This is a good football team. And make no bones, Lane Kiffin is a good football coach. So I see in the game on Saturday, Ole Miss is going to roll and make a statement. Ole Miss 49, Troy 17. Hotty Toddy down in Oxford. The Grove, the History, the Mannings, Eli, Archie, Cooper, Peyton, John Vaught, 1959 Halloween night, Billy Cannon scoring a Ole Miss. Ole Miss coming back and winning the national championship in the Sugar Bowl.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Thank you, and God bless.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.